I'm not ready.
Go!
You're a cool new wave today. Hi, Jujutsu Podcast post show for episode 47. Still with us in the studio, Eli and Alex, the double threat of beards. The double bearded double threat.
What was that thing that you sent around that was like the guy who calls you when you have finds out you have a beard? What was that? Because I think I heard you on there. It's like montage of people.
Dave Malky does a comic called Wonder Mark that's basically he scans 18th and 19th century like etchings from like old books and shit and then captions them. It's basically lolcats with, but he makes a comic out of it. So it's like a sequential gag with like these Victorian people in it. He doesn't actually draw any of them. They're all scanned from like real books. And it's really popular. He's got like 80 or 90,000 readers. And he's one of the many, many people who's going to be at Webcomics Weekend. So he posted on Twitter that he needs someone to let him call them for an experiment. And I'm like, okay, me, I'll do it. So what he's doing is he's got these gift cards. He's doing these handmade.
He's got a timeshare. And
yeah, he just needs you to come in on, you know, half of it. And it's really nice. It's in Boca Raton. It's really nice. In the swamp. So he's doing these handmade, hand-drawn like birthday cards and shit. And he's selling them on his site, wondermark.com. But to go along with it, he's letting you request that he calls someone with a message from you. And it has to be someone who knows him or at least reads the site or something. So he calls up. He's like, hi, it's Dave Malky from Wondermark. Happy birthday. Because, you know, you're not expecting this comic guy that you know to call you. So we were talking about it, and he's like, yeah, but I'm scared it's going to be super creepy. Like, people are going to be, you know, like, their friends that don't know anything about the comic, and they'd be like, who are you, crazy fucker? And, like, it's like, yeah, that's got a lot of potential for weirdness. I said, his site is all about, like, he's got a sort of a meme about beards, because all the people in his etchings have beards, and so, like, beards are very stately and manly. And one of his books is called Beards of Our Forefathers.
Nice.
And so beards are like his deal right now.
Beards are the new black.
Yeah, exactly. So I told him,
Obama's going to have a beard.
Oh, how hot would that be? President. But it'd have to be the Lincoln beard. You know, no stash, beard.
I would be scared that he could rule the world if he did that. What if you grew out a Hitler mustache really long?
Does that count as
like
a beard?
Like 4 feet straight. Like 4 feet straight.
That's a good. Is that
down?
A beard? If you could do that and it just came past
four, like,
the chin,
like at least 18 inches down, just right in front of your lips. The longest Hitler stash ever.
I should compete in the world beard contest and have that as my entry.
The world Hitler stash.
They have those.
Yeah, I know. I've seen some pretty intricate
like,
weavings
oh, yeah.
and such.
Ships.
So anyway, he said that. I said, dude, you should make it like innocuous and not like freak people out about weddings and stuff. You should only call them to congratulate them if they have beards. And that ended up being like the whole hook that he took for the whole thing. And he did like 5 more of those afterward and he just spliced them all together. But the one where he says, he was talking to me when he says, I get an email every time someone grows a beard. I thought that was hilarious. That was good. So anyway,
I'm going to have my beard have its own Twitter account.
What is this guy eating? It's all over my beard.
I'm really myself. I'm itchy today.
I'm going to grow some more. There. I did.
There's a bird in me. There he goes.
Hi, birdie. Oh, man. I remember when Josh first moved and me and Eli started hanging out. He let that motherfucker grow for like 6 months. That bastard, like if it was wet, it would have been 3 feet long.
Yeah, it was
Eli.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
when I had the...
I mean, it was terrifying.
It was ZZ Topified.
When I had the Gimli beard.
And my beard! And my beard!
And you're like, you can use my van, I guess.
Yeah, it was scary.
But
van former.
You can be in the back.
When I first started drawing the comic, it was around that time, because he had that photo of himself wearing the police hat, the helmet, and the beard, like, that went past his neckline, basically.
That's a rad avatar right there.
I know, and I used that as one of the reference photos when I first drew him, and I'm like, people aren't going to understand what this is.
This is a scary Santa
Claus. Yeah, it looked like I just had, like, a really fat neck or something.
It looked like a fat neck. Because there's no way to make it not look like it was just neck.
I remember seeing that and going like, no.
You're like, what's with the triple chin? And I'm like, that's your beard, dude. And he's like, not going
to
work.
Yeah, because you use that line to symbolize that's where the beard ends. And it's like, that looks like a fucking, like a third boob, like hanging from my neck. Like my neck's so fat, I got a boob on it.
Wow. And there were character revisions after that. But, and then shortly thereafter, he shaved it.
I didn't shave it. I just
shortened. No, you trimmed it. Like,
oh, wait, that's true.
Like how mine is right now. You did like a number two on that bugger.
For Halloween last year, I was Doc Brown at work.
Yeah, so that's right.
And I shaved completely my face for the first time since high school, about 10 years ago.
I wouldn't do it.
It was bizarre.
Bizarre. They told me I couldn't graduate from the school I was going to with the beard I had. I think I had a Lincoln strap at the time.
A Lincoln strap.
Yeah.
Can you get that where you get the cot candles?
Yeah. Yeah.
I need
on the great emancipator. Yeah.
I need some Lincoln logs. My people go.
That's Moses.
It's all the same.
Okay. He had
same
a beard.
Guy. It's true.
Yeah. No.
I'll take Moses' staff. And a strap on Lincoln,
and a bottle of that what's it called?
Mane and tail,
and a dragon fucking a Lincoln Continental.
Do you have that
on a cake? But
oh, and a box of Magnums.
So I
and some rubber bands.
So I wanted to
Magnum PIs.
I didn't. My mustache was really hard to grow in high school, and I didn't want to lose it. So I didn't think I'd be able to grow it back like in any amount of time, but my beard grew really fast. So I shaved my beard off, and I graduated with sideburns as low as I could have them, and a mustache, and I look like 70s porn star, like Magic Man. That was
sweet.
The worst look I have ever sported.
Thunder Blast Johnson.
Yeah, I looked like Cock Mongler Steve. I was like chest ramrod.
This is straddling the line between 70s wrestlers and 70s porn.
Okay, Meat Cock Throb was my name.
Now he's a grappler, you see.
Is the
he comes from the old school.
He's a
cockmongler.
He's going to choke you with his cockmongler move. That's a backwards double twist cockmongler.
Here comes the meat tosser.
What do you think about that, Dusty Rhodes?
Oh.
Dusty Rhodes.
When I see you at WrestleMania, ooh, cockmongler, yeah, ooh yeah, snip into a cockmongler.
He sounds kind of like almost.
Snip into a cockmongler.
Snip it, tie.
Snap it to a frackin' Slim Jim, Colonel Ty. When I see you at WrestleMania. 1986. Where's my money? It's going to be on.
That would be awesome if they did have a wrestling, like, all-out brawl.
Boxing.
Well, no, but I'm saying...
And a mutiny.
Like, I'm saying with, like, if they had a real, like... Like, did you ever see... What was that show? It was, like
the Pile Driver?
Celebrities boxing or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But not really celebrities. Like, Vanilla Ice and kids from the Partridge Family. Yeah.
Yeah, they had Screech up against...
Screech and Danny Partridge.
Yeah.
And somebody else. I remember being at E3 in L.A., and we didn't want to go to Magic Castle because it's stupid. So we decided to stay back and rented movies. And we had a bunch of people over in the room. And we were watching that before we rented movies because we were waiting for pizza to show up. And we were like, what the fuck is this? Because it was being filmed there in like L.A., the whole celebrity boxing or whatever. And they were showing it. It was everywhere. Like there was advertisements and everything for it. And Screech came out and pummeled the shit out of whoever the fuck he was supposed to be fighting.
That's a lot of Bayside Tiger aggression built up.
Yeah.
That's Bayside Pride.
Yeah.
Then and down there, he's like, come on, Preppy, you can do it. You know, like Mario Lopez is down there, like coaching him on. He's
dancing.
Did you watch the Soup? The
Sprite. Last week?
Yeah, where they had Mario Lopez.
I think so.
They were making fun of Mario Lopez because he has like workout videos and he was talking about his abs on like...
But he's actually...
Maybe I didn't watch it.
He's actually in shape.
No, yeah, and that's why they were saying like... But he was going on and on about like how many crunches he does or whatever, and they were making fun of him on the Soup. But that just reminds me of the time that my brother texted me and he's like, Mario Lopez is in Forney, Texas. Like, they're opening some carpet store.
We're going to go raid him.
Text me.
And I sent, like, a mass. Dude, Mario Lopez. AC Slater's in Forney, Texas.
There must be a dance-off going on.
Someone's getting served.
At a grand opening of a carpet store or something like that. Wow. It's like, man, talk about a second-rate celebrity that they brought down.
Let's do this.
They needed someone to unload the carpet.
Let's do these questions. This question that we didn't get to on the podcast was from Drum. What's the funniest mistake you've ever made? Bonus points if it ended up being expensive. I know I've got 100.
That's a loaded question.
I can't think of any of these, though.
I don't know.
I've got 100.
I don't know if I told the story before on the podcast, but it's like I didn't pay the $20 exit graduation fee at the Art Institute. Because you have to pay like $20 for them to process the paperwork.
Okay.
And that way you get your diploma and all that shit. And they pulled me out of class and they were like, you forgot to pay this $20. And I was really, really pissed because I was like, well, what's this $20 for? And they're like, it's processing fees so that we can graduate you. And I was like, you didn't get that out of the thousands of dollars of tuition that I've already paid. I was like, and I was really pissed off that month because I was already near being completely broke.
Death?
Who paid for your school? You?
I did.
Do you still owe that?
I'm still paying it now, yeah.
It's like $40,000, right?
Yeah. And my parents, well, they help pay some
of
it,
too. Jesus, you paid $40,000?
Well, when it's all done, it'll be like $60,000.
It was like $46,000, I think. It was more than going...
That's an expensive reel.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, I mean, Emily went to UNT, and we owe technically $17,000 for 5 years. Of course, a lot of that, that's only what we still owe. Her actual education was probably more like $25,000 or $30,000. But if we don't pay that off ahead of time, it's going to be like 40.
Right. Well, yeah, I basically have paid that interest. But
so you gathered up all your ramen.
That last little bit, I had to like sell a lot of shit that I owned.
Plasma.
Just to
sperm.
Yeah. Just to pay off the last bit of tuition.
Not my sperm.
Yeah.
Just the sperm I owned.
Yeah. And or that I found.
Toenail clippings.
Here and there. But
Brundlefly with all this.
I like sold
body
my
parts and
I had sold like one of my couches and like a lot of my stuff just to pay for the last bit of tuition that
you
had.
A couch that wasn't worth $20.
I had an all right couch that I got at a confinement store, and then I sold
it. Confinement store. What is that?
Yeah, you know,
we can't go in the store.
These couches aren't allowed to be in general public.
They lock you in a closet until you pick a couch.
Yeah,
I want out. Buy a couch.
You can't leave.
I'll never see your family again.
But no, at a consignment store, and I sold that.
They
but basically,
everything.
I was pretty fucking
couches,
broke.
Couches, the lamps, seats, the desks.
I was pretty fucking broke, and I was like extremely pissed that they made me, like that I had not paid this last $20.
Okay.
So I went to the bank and got $20 in pennies and brought it back to the... To the
I don't think
fucking,
that answers the question.
Wouldn't the bank charge you?
Well, the mistake was is that I didn't pay this money that I didn't think it was that big of a deal, or I didn't even know.
It's a funny story. I just don't think it answers the question.
I didn't know of it, and they were like, you can't graduate. Like, you literally cannot graduate until you pay this $20.
I knew
bucks.
A guy that went there to the Art Institute, okay? Went there for 3 months shy of graduating, had already paid for the full term, and gave up on his portfolio and dropped out.
That's too bad.
3 months shy. And was like, fuck it. I don't want to do it anymore. And I'm like, but you've already paid like $50,000. He's like, yeah, fuck it.
That happened a lot. People just
they
gave
just
up.
Burn out.
They couldn't hack it.
He went and worked at a bike store after that. like went for graphic design and ended up changing bike tires.
He's probably still got a job.
Oh,
he went back into graphic design,
like some of us.
Yeah,
he actually used to work for me, so that'll tell you something. I don't have a job. Man, see, I want to say it's going to be something involving home improvements, because I lived in a fixer-upper for 3 years, and so we were shelling out so much fucking money, and it was always doing shit wrong and then doing it right, like, the fourth time. The whole experience was like that.
I can't think of anything embarrassing that was, like...
A few years back, I had to go to this clinic, and,
careful.
A couple hours later, never mind. It's terrible.
What?
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. woke up next to dude, and I was like, that was a mistake.
And then you got an abortion.
Right.
How's that ass feel?
You got you pregnant.
I just walked into the abortion clinic. I was like, I need one. Do you know how we work?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. Do I jerk off into a cup? What do I do?
Catholic.
What do I do?
You jerk off into a cup and you flush it down the toilet. Like,
dude, we would make a killing at a male abortion clinic. We just give you a cup in the toilet. $150.
Wow.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
You're not getting anybody pregnant.
I thought your joke was, we're going to make a killing.
No.
At the abortion clinic. No. Yes.
No. Okay.
Cha-ching.
So, let's see. Mistakes. I don't know. This has been a pretty bad one. This whole no job comic thing.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Cool. I'll send you all my bills.
No.
God, I feel like this question deserves answering, and I just can't think of anything. But it, you know, there's something.
I mean, they're asking about a major life mistake.
Well, anything where you were like, oh, I'm going to do this, and then you didn't. And like you know, the time that Josh blew off the people that wanted him to come in for that parking ticket, and so they took him to jail. I mean, that's a pretty bad deal. I've never done anything quite that stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't think of anything off the top of my head.
I already told the story. We've already told all of our, like, going to jail stories. That's all of mine, probably.
Regrets? Any regrets?
Regrets. I never learned to read.
Wrong.
All right, moving on. I'm sorry. We don't know it. And I know he's got the vault, too, so he's going to hear this and be like, why don't they answer my question? Because we suck.
That's the mistake.
Because Josh isn't here, and Josh makes all the mistakes for all of us. This is from Senior Facekick. Joel, you've told us on the podcast countless times that you don't drink. Josh, Eli, and especially Denise, you've told us that you totally, totally do. Joel, any good stories in which your party to your friend's drunken antics? Not these guys. Any stories in which you had to prevent friends' drunken antics? Any stories involving friends or the American justice system and alcohol? We've sort of told all those, but I will say this. The very interesting thing about not drinking is observing what kind of drunk everyone you know is. You know that they're never quite going to see themselves that same way. And for some people, it's a very subtle shift. And for other people, it's like, the walls have come down and I am free.
So I have the pants.
Yeah. And so for me, I've only seen Josh smashed out of his mind. I think once, and he was like an uncontrollable gay roller coaster. Like, he was
coming soon to Six Flags.
Yeah, he was fucking nuts.
Not really. They're allowing drinking there now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you can go.
That'll mix well.
You can go booze it up and go booze it out after the ride.
Can you imagine how much vomit will be on people?
More than the usual.
But Josh has a pretty high tolerance, so he'll occasionally get silly, unless he gets completely fucking smashed, and he's just like anybody else. Eli has a camel-like tolerance for alcohol, in that I've never actually seen him act any different, regardless of how many beers he's had.
I just get loosey-goosey, but it...
Dude. You laugh a lot more.
But, I mean, when I've been, like, blitzed...
And I've never seen it like that.
I obviously don't remember it because, you know, because of that.
The last time I remember you being, like, severely drunk, I mean, to the point where it's like, okay, you need to calm down, was many, many moons ago when we had that.
There were cat bongs involved?
No, actually, unfortunately not. That probably would have evened everyone's keel. But this is many, many moons ago. And we played that impromptu gig at Josh's parents' house out in the country.
Not Josh.
Sorry, Josh. Yeah, of course not. Another Josh, straight Josh. And yeah, you got belligerent.
I got like I brought a bunch of Shiner, and I ended up drinking all of it instead of like passing them out. Like, hey, here, have a beer.
You thought it was your snack bag?
Yeah, I had like a 12-pack, like 30 minutes.
Put it behind like the drum set.
You thought it was a box of M&Ms, but in beer bottles?
Like, these M&Ms are delicious.
And in bottles of
beer. I'm
going
to have another. But yeah, I guess I kind of do remember that because I was like wanting to rock already. Because I guess I was getting pumped up to play, and we weren't playing. And
that's every gig anyone's ever done.
I was like, when are we going to play?
That's just how it goes.
He was being really rock and roll.
That's every party anyone's ever played. It's just, that's why I love that movie, Can't Hardly Wait, because it's exactly like that. The band bitches the whole time and never actually plays a fucking note. That's just how it is.
It's true.
Denise, who is luckily not here to defend herself, Denise gets brave when she gets a little drunk. Just a little. She gets
liquid confidence.
She is liquid courage.
Well, yeah, you missed
personified.
You missed the karaoke party we had here.
Every time I see Denise have like two glasses of wine,
oh,
she's like,
it's wine.
Yeah, and I don't.
That's
see
a different kind of drunk,
I guess. Yeah, she's more of a lush, I guess. But every time she goes from like quiet and reserve to like fuck you. Shut the fuck up.
So she becomes belligerent as well.
Eat a dick. I've only seen her put people in her place when she's had a few glasses of wine.
That's good. A box or five.
A box or all of wine. So that answers that, maybe. I don't know. I've never had to, like, break up any drunk. I don't go to a bunch of drunk parties. It's not fun if you're not drinking. That's the worst thing, is like, Josh is like, oh my god, they're gonna have this party and it's gonna be so fucking great, we're gonna get so drunk. And I'm like, well then I'm not gonna go, because then I'm gonna be standing around knowing what's actually going on while you all think you're having a fantastic time.
That's why I need a tape recorder on you.
Well, you know, like, there's a few parties that I went to, like, you know, a few of our friends have thrown, where after 15 minutes I'm ready to go, because honestly, I mean, I get it. The purpose of the party is to get drunk, but if you're not, it's like you're just watching a really boring show. Because everyone thinks they're really interesting, and they're really not. I will say this. I used to work for two guys that would get extraordinarily smashed at the company parties and had two different modes.
That's me. I'm sorry.
One of them got speechy, and the other one got sleepy. And speechy... Two different gnomes.
He has two different
dwarves,
elves, dwarves.
Speechy.
And my beer.
Speechy would stand up and make a speech. He got drunk on scotch, which is a special kind of drunk.
Oh, man. Oh,
that's a classy drunk.
And he would make speeches for hours about the company, the vision, the people, and they would quickly devolve into insulting everybody.
Was this an upper management type of person?
It was the owner of the company.
Oh, well, there you
go. Of a small company, but it was the owner. He would quickly start insulting everybody, thinking he was just making good-natured ribs, and...
Ribs. I had ribs for lunch. That's why I'm doing this. Sorry.
He would really offend people, and one time he told me that he was going to give me the company when he was drunk. And I think I was fired within, like, a year of that.
So he gave you the finger instead.
Yeah, the shaft. The other guy, Sleepy Dwarf, had an he was probably a bit of an alcoholic. He would go home and drink
to go
a
to 12 sleep.
Pack. Yeah, to go to sleep. Like, he'd sit down and drink a 12 pack just to finish his day. So when he got drunk, it was serious, and it was generally vodka. And he would pass out somewhere in the house, and the fun of the end of the party was finding him. And one year, he was passed out literally with all of his employees in the other room, passed out around the guest toilet, like curled up around it.
And oh, yeah. Guys, that's a great little spot.
But the guy, that's my little niche.
Yeah.
The guy's wife that owned the house goes, "Holy shit, that toilet doesn't work. What did he do?" And it turns out he went in there looking for a toilet and fell asleep before he got a chance to do whatever he was going to do, but it doesn't flush, which would have been awesome.
Instead, he did it in his pants. Oh,
that's too bad.
I got really schlockered or schnockered or whatever you want to call it.
Schlit-faced.
At our Observer Christmas party back in December, and because the wife was out of town. So I was like, well, hell, I'm just going to drink and someone will take me home. And I did things and said things I do not remember. They weren't bad, but the following Monday, it was like, oh, man, da-da-da-da-da, and you said, and you were that, ha-ha. And I'm like, really? I was there that long?
Yeah, I've done that, but Josh would have to be here to tell those stories because...
You don't remember.
I don't remember. Yeah. Like,
so there you go. There's your answer, I guess.
Too bad.
Next one. Next one. People, this is from Saltmore. People are already panning Watchmen. What sci-fi action fantasy movie do you think has best lived up to the hype?
Mm.
I'd say Dark Knight.
Hype? To the hype.
You know, the way they're trumping it up before it actually comes out, the anticipation.
Yeah, Dark Knight. Even Batman Begins. I mean, there was a lot of build up for that and very well pleased with, like, walking out going, fuck yeah, I could watch that again.
Yeah, but Dark Knight was like a fucking media blitz. It was an extraordinarily, you know, promoted movie of, like, anyone's standards. I mean, it was...
But yeah, but there was a lot of hype, I mean, because they was like... I mean, it had already been out once before.
Iron Man, too. Iron Man was flawless execution.
It's true.
Yeah.
There was less hype surrounding it. I mean, there was good advertising, but it wasn't like, oh my god, it's Jesus the movie. But Dark Knight was like that.
Jesus the movie, right? Lived up to
Jesus
it.
2 sucked. I saw this is off the topic, but I recently saw that Hamlet 2. Did I tell you about that?
What do you think? I've heard multiple things.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's cute, right. But the musical is fantastic. But that's the only that's the last 15 minutes of the movie. They should have made that half the movie. But instead, it's just kind of a okay, kind of boring movie. And then the musical part of it's fucking phenomenal. Rock Me Sexy Jesus. I mean, that's all I got to say. It's fucking awesome. And honestly, in all honesty, you could probably get that DVD, skip to the last chapter, and be just as satisfied as anyone that saw the whole movie. Because that's the only reason to watch it. Okay, so anyway. Lived up to the hype.
X-Men?
X-Men 1?
I can't remember.
X-Men 1.
I mean, it was awesome. I remember, like, oh, man, that was great, but...
I thought there was some hype to that, because they were starting to pimp it up as,
you
like...
You want some of this X-Men? You want some of this X-Men?
Well, because X-Men. That was
I got X-Men over here.
That was the start of, like, the comic book comeback.
2046.
Spider-Man really did it. Spider-Man is what made comic book movies viable again.
That's true.
And there was a lot of hype
before
that.
Before or after X-Men? It was after.
Good question.
That was after.
That was after.
That was after.
But because no, you're
but
right.
Spider-Man made like more money than Titanic, and X-Men certainly.
Yeah, I remember that because I remember seeing. Didn't I see X-Men with you or somebody?
Probably.
Maybe Josh. And we walked out going like, "That's how all like comic book movies need to be. Like they need to be like that."
Do you know what I thought at the end of that movie? Despite the fact that I really liked it, I did not understand why they chose such puffy costumes. Did you notice that? They're all wearing leather costumes, but they're all quilted.
Yeah, it's padding.
Quilted leather costumes.
It's to protect their fragile mutant bodies.
I thought that was lame. Also, I also think it is lame that they're putting Cyclops in the Wolverine movie, because they obviously didn't know each other in the first movie.
I think they're taking a departure from... that whole
I don't think
scene.
He can by having Hugh Jackman in it.
Well, but who else is going to play? I mean, he is Wolverine.
Okay,
so.
Then it's the same universe. Oh, it has to be the same universe. It's a prequel. They're making a Magneto movie with Magneto. Ian
really?
McKellen.
Really?
Yeah, that's the next prequel.
Wow.
And they're also, depending on how well
you
those...
You haven't heard about that?
No.
And depending on how well... of course, it's going to be a different actor, because, you know... It's going to be
for the youngness.
Young concentration camp Magneto, but
That was brilliant. I do remember, yeah, walking out of that movie, oh, even the whole scene with him and being a kid's like, that's the shit.
And that, that was original for X for that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not comic canon at all.
No, no, no. What they did there, not unlike the things earlier when I mentioned about The Watchmen, the change is like, that's cool. That's good. That actually makes it better.
But the difference in taking liberties with X-Men and Watchmen is that X-Men is by no means contained, and it has 1,000 alternate histories.
Sure.
I mean, there is no canon in the Marvel Universe. It's just whatever the fuck you want to do. I mean, like, despite all that, the organic web shooter still pissed me off until I stopped caring. Eventually, I didn't care.
Was this the only comic movie that lived up to the hype? I forget the question.
Sci-fi, action, fantasy.
Oh.
Let me. Lord of the Rings certainly lived up to
the
hype.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let me think about that one for a few minutes as I
leave. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings definitely, because I remember we took a field day at work and we were all like, we were even psyching ourselves up that day of going like, oh my God, this is going to be so great. But can you pull up your pants? The movie hasn't even started yet.
Right.
Do you have to do that?
Dude, I'm telling you, they come on TNT in high def probably once every other month, and it shuts me down. I cannot take my eyes off of those fucking movies. I might be able to say that taken as one movie, it's my favorite film. It's my favorite 12-hour film of all time.
Sure.
It's unbeatable. It is perfect. And now that I know how bad the books suck, it's like, oh my God. I was telling my wife, I used to think, well, of course it's good movies. They had such good material to work with. And now I'm like, how the hell did they pick this movie out of that mire of muck and shit?
Well, because I think with stuff like that, we build it up to be so much greater in our minds than what it was. Like,
yeah, no, you idolize things that you think you're supposed to.
Right.
And
well, no, I mean,
I never took the time to find out that those books are impossible to read.
Sure, like the Bible. But Passion of the
Christ. Lord of the Rings is better fiction than the Bible.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That would make a pretty good movie.
Bible the movie. That'd be a long-ass movie.
And then Joseph said to Madeline, make me a sandwich.
Madeline? Mary Magdalene?
I don't know. Whoever.
That was Jesus and Mary Magdalene.
Well, no, they're going to take some liberties.
Who raised you?
They're going to take some liberties in that movie.
Joseph and Madeline.
He rode in on his dinosaur steed and said,
his dinosaur Larry.
And said, let my people
Larry
go.
Larry the Stegosaurus and Moses.
And he said, clever girl.
Dude, that's a good mashup. The Bible and Jurassic Park. I'm down with that.
Has anyone mentioned, speaking of Watchmen, Alan Moore, roll it back a few years, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
That sucked.
Yeah. I was just thinking of that one, and I was like, introducing Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
You know,
trying to
make it all action.
They said the same thing about V. Everyone said that was a critical and financial failure. I enjoyed it more than The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, but I don't know if I really liked it.
I still own League because I just like the concept.
The visual style is kind of neat.
Alan Quartermain!
Yeah, the art direction is beautiful. I want a Nautilus.
Well, that was good, and their characterization of Nemo was really good.
He was the shit.
I thought their hide was a little bit cartoony and silly.
Oh, yeah.
I like how
Nemo.
I like how Schwartz is in that movie because
Alan Quartermain,
because he had already passed on so many other things prior to that, and was like, "Fuck, I guess I got to do these like kid comic book movies."
Yeah, and it was always like, you know, when he passed on as being Morpheus, he was like, I don't even understand the script. I've read it. It doesn't make any sense. What the hell am I reading here? And then,
what's with the pills?
I think
is that Viagra?
I think he said the same thing about League, too.
No, he was supposed to be in, wasn't he supposed to be Gandalf?
Yeah.
So, like, he had turned down all these other things and was
so
like,
this movie's gay. Is that what you're saying? It's about a bunch of tiny gay people.
I'm the cock of the walk. This movie sounds like it's for fags.
Yeah. Yeah.
He reads this. He reads three pages of the first script. And he looks at his agent and goes, "Is this for fairies?
It's a bunch of homos.
This is for homos and tights.
Let's go. Let's go invest in the penis mightier.
That's why they're called fairy tales.
Yeah. This is about buggering. Every one of these hobbits bugger each other.
Why can't you give me a movie about a dragon? I liked the dragons. I already did that.
That was the easiest cash he ever made. He sat in a recording studio.
Highlander.
Juan Sanchez Villalobos Ramirez.
Yeah, you've missed all of our in-depth podcast discussions about Sean Connery from Spain. And,
you Spanish peacock.
And, what's his name? My name is Christopher Lambert. I am from Scotland.
I think he actually has an alien accent. That's what aliens said. Oh, okay. Because you can't place that anywhere.
Yeah, it's not it's a like, French. What, it's yeah. not a French accent, it's like, but it's how he talks. And so he's like, "You've got the most Scottish man alive
playing the Spaniard,
and you've got
the Spanish Egyptian, mind you,
and you've got the French guy who's like, my name is Colin MacLeod. I'm from the Moors, the Highlands." I'm a Highlander, if you will.
I'm 800 years old.
Baguette. I'm an art dealer.
And then he goes on and plays Raiden. What the
this
hell?
This franchise shits in the third movie. They can never recover. At some point, they say we are aliens, and then they forget about that shit. Yeah.
Well, you can't become a Highlander.
And then he's like, yeah, then he's like, it is Mortal Kombat.
One of you will decide the outcome of the tournament.
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, God.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. That turned into like...
Oh, accents.
That turned into like an acid trip.
I'm from Spain. Oh, you silly goose. Can't you tell?
I'll take the rapist for 800.
For my accent. This movie, I've been reading it. It looks like it's for fags.
So this is for fags, is that it?
That's just, he just boils it down to its simplest terms. So, Sean, what do you think? I mean, it's first of all, you know, it's $15 million, and it's a great part, and it's three movies. Is this for fags?
Do I have to fuck little boys?
Is this for fags? I've been reading it, and I have a simple question.
Is like,
at what point is this not for fags?
Is the word hobbit short for fags?
That sounds like a different way of saying bugger. I'm gonna go hobbit you behind the stable. In the arse.
I'm gonna hobbit you behind a junior high and get you pregnant.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
I didn't know Sean Connery was such a homophobe. He must be.
He's the cock of the walk.
here. I just watched The Rock. He's the cock of the rock. I just watched The Rock a little while ago, like
Welcome
a week ago.
To the cock of the
that
rock.
Movie is terrible. That movie is unapologetically terrible.
That's one of those movies that I cannot stop watching when
I know,
it's on. Because
I know.
You're like,
there isn't.
Dude's going to swallow like a green goblin ball.
There are not 5 seconds of that movie that consecutively make sense. Not even close. I mean.
That's what Nick Cage does to a movie.
No part of that movie is coherent. In any way.
Dude, that was the year of the... That was the ultimate summer movie.
That movie was so popular.
Well, because that movie came out, and Independence Day came out the same year.
That was the year
of explosions.
The same year. I was working at the movie theater, and that was the busiest it had ever been. Like, the summer felt like it was never going to end.
You know what? And they share qualities, because no part of Independence Day makes sense.
No.
Sure it does.
None of it.
Sure it does.
A Mac virus takes down aliens... There aren't even Mac viruses.
Well, because...
Yes, there are.
You see, with the...
And see, we're just going to end
Judd
up...
Judd Hirsch is my
you know,
dad.
We're just going to destroy ourselves because, you know...
And Mac will
we don't use
find
Macs.
A way.
Right, Mac.
And then fucking punches... I cannot believe he punched an alien in the face.
Yeah.
Like, it was a drive-by shooting.
Like, booyah! Motherfucker!
He, like, in the director version, he teabags the alien afterwards. He punches it, and then they show a long shot, and he's like pulling out his pants.
That's
like,
how they do it in Philly.
He punches it,
yeah, and he's teabagging it.
West Philadelphia born and raised, motherfucker.
That's why they call me the Fresh Prince.
Biatch. That movie was fun and terrible. The Rock was, it's still fun, but man, does it make no sense at all.
Actually, now that I think back, just to go back to that, that was the summer of Twister, Independence Day.
Oh, God.
Twister also makes no sense. What was it about 1996 and blockbusters that have absolutely no basis in reality?
That was the super ultimate, like, ILM made a crap ton of money.
Yeah.
Because they made every movie that came out that year.
And so did both Bill Paxton and Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
And being the same guy, that's hard for them to be in different movies.
They made twice as much money
as everybody else. I do not know which is which on them. I really don't. I know that one of them was in Alien. It was a,
man, so it's over, game over, man. Bill Pullman or Paxton, man. I don't remember.
Today will be our Independence Day, man.
Have you ever, could you even imagine a sitting U.S. president that we've ever had making that speech and then hopping in an airplane to kill aliens? It's ridiculous.
John McCain would have.
It's fucking ridiculous. He would have gotten taken captive by the aliens.
Yeah, see, I just set that one up
for the first day. My friends, our new alien overlords, my friends, they want to give you a message. They say, stop fighting, and they're going to take over, my friends.
Dude, listen to...
What are you doing?
I'm reading. I'm just curious now. 1996 must have had, like...
It was an extra
that
long
was a
year.
Big year because CG was year. Getting easier.
Okay, check this out. Okay, Twister came out in 96. The Island of Dr. Moreau was the same year.
That movie sucked. That movie was ridiculous.
Mission Impossible.
Okay.
Oh, it was Memorial Day weekend right before that. So that was leading into the summer, and then there was The Rock, Twister, Independence Day, The Frighteners.
Wait,
no, hang on. And Kazam.
With Shaq.
Hey, kids. God damn, I remember that summer, because that summer was, it felt like it was, that was my first summer out of high school.
Was that the endless summer?
It felt like it was never going to end. Like, there were constantly long lines out of the theater. I shit you not, from 10 a.m. to, like, midnight.
You know what would be a great shitty movie? Is Steel with Shaq.
Ugh.
Oh, I wonder if that's on
Riff Tracks. The unlicensed Superman. Like, it's not quite John Henry Steel, John Henry Iron from Superman, but it kind of is.
More like aluminum.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what? Kazam would be a good one, too, honestly. Hey, I'm Shaq. I'm a genie. Hey, kids. Just Shaq. I'm a genie. In this movie. These, like, they're like, Shaq, you cannot refer to the movie as a movie while we're from here. In this movie, I play a genie. Shaq, we're filming. That's not your line, is you have three wishes. Hey, kids, this is Shaquille O'Neal. Follow your dreams and stay in school. In this movie, I'm a genie.
It's not on Riff Tracks yet.
That motherfucker. They only do movies that are big, though.
Yeah, not necessarily. They've been. Riff Tracks has picked up on a totally different level. They're doing, like, everything now, which is really cool. I think they're really starting to pick up a lot of steam because they've been, like,
I've considered approaching them later about advertising on the website.
You should totally do it, because
I don't have the numbers to draw them right now, though.
Dude, they're doing AllCon. Like, they're backing AllCon.
You can say they're talked about every podcast, so, you know.
No, I'm just saying they do massive Google AdWords campaigns, and for way less than I would charge, they get much more exposure. It just depends on what you're going for.
Do it anyways and just see what they say. And then say, if they say it's not good enough, then say, I'll come back to you then. We'll get the numbers up, because they're sponsoring AllCon, and AllCon doesn't pull that many people. It's like the same fucking people all 3 days.
Just got a tweet from Ain't It Cool News about
this podcast
8 minutes ago. Oh. New Star Trek trailer.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Well, let's go watch it. We're done. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for subscribing and donating to vault.hijinksu.com. I appreciate it. If you have any feedback on the post show, because I don't ever really get any because there's no comments on the vault, feel free to email me, comics@hijinksandsue.com, or on Twitter, twitter.com/hijinksandsue. You can find Eli at twitter.com/robotboots, and Alex at twitter.com/warholreject, which you're going to start picking up new followers now because I've linked to you like 3 times. So I guarantee you, like, all of the Twitter fancy bastards, they'd be like, jumping onto the Alex train.
Ooh.
So wield that power carefully. Don't command them to do anything that I wouldn't, I suppose. Are we done? All right, we're done.
I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off.
Ended abruptly.